Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Welcome to Hump Day, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, it's not hump day for Tommy Little, is it?
Isn't it?
Why?
Well, I was in a cafe this morning with a girlfriend and I saw the headline on the front of the paper. I've seen it across all the news site. Tommy quits online dating. I'm surprised you're even here because when I opened the paper and read the article, I mean, I had tears for you, mate.
No,
your life is so tough.
You've got that tone.
Yes.
Like the sarcasm is so thick I can cut it with the knife. And I'm just ready. You're ready to pounce?
I'm sorry that I didn't understand the grief. The level of grief you were experiencing. You know, if I read here some of your
quotes. Hey, Buzz, have you got any,
I've already pre-organised it.
Sorry.
You don't need to request anything.
So sorry.
Don't try and run the show, mate.
I'm so sorry. I'm just not used to you putting in work. So this is just
Buzz,
very different.
Can you set the scene for me? Here's your words
that I read
in the paper today. I'm lonely. But it's better than being on dating apps. I've put myself out there without success. I went on a couple of dates, but it's really hard because if I have a good date, I go, okay, I'm going to be touring. I can see you on Tuesday in 2 weeks' time. And not many women would say that's great. I feel like professionally my life is going great, which means privately my life is an absolute mess. Shall I go on? These are your words, mine. My friends have all got kids and are settling down. There's so many times that there's only so many times you can be like the seventh chair at a dinner party before you go, this is pathetic. People ask, what did you do on the weekend? And I'm like, nothing. I got room service and went to bed. Mate, turn it up. What is that crap that you're banging on about? I've seen your online dating scenario and you got nothing to cry about.
Just trying a new angle. Do you reckon it'll get me chicks?
A sympathy vote.
Yeah,
I was going to say something else.
Do you reckon it'll work?
Oh, mate, no, that's just
give us a call, 131060, if you want to date me.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Don't do this because this
will happen.
Everyone calls up. You know full well people want to date you.
Yeah.
Don't use our show in this way.
Okay, then 0407 506.
All right, look at that. All right, we do have a big show coming up. I was fake crying during that, but I was real crying in what we are talking about next. What a tease.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
What are you talking about? We'll tell you about it after this.
Are we...
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Right across Australia, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Just call it the Carrie and Tommy Dating Service.
Yeah.
Because
secretly, I've always called it that.
All that seems to happen on this show is that you put it out there that you want to meet women and they call up or contact us via our Instagram.
I don't know how men without radio shows do it.
Tinder.
Do you know even my personal Instagram, all it is filled with, even if I post a photo of my kids, is ha-ha, how funny is Tommy. Mate, he's not even in this photo.
Yeah, that is great though. Don't stop it. If you're listening.
We got Diana on the line. Diana, please tell me you haven't just called to say you want to date Tommy.
No, I don't want to date Tommy. I am happily married, but I think my sister should date Tommy.
Well, okay, because I was going to say Stella's your sister, but this is weird now.
She was going to give her away.
Yeah, just take it. So,
would your sister be down with this? Is she a fan of Tommy?
She's a big fan of Tommy. She thinks he's very cute. But then she's pretty hot, so that there's four sisters in the family and she got all our looks. So there's that. So she's easy on the eye, Tommy. But we need...
Is she funny?
She's very funny, yes. But
How would she go if we called her now?
Oh, my God, she'd probably be at work, but maybe we can try.
Shall we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is there a way you can text?
Because I love how you've gone from... Oh, this is just a dating service. We can't have it just as a dating service too. Okay, we're totally using this as a dating service.
I've actually got a number
here. Let's call her.
I think of me as, what do you call it? Your wingman.
Pimp.
No, I'm your wingwoman.
You just said offered money. This is literally a pimping service.
I'm your wingwoman. Okay, we've managed to get Steph's number from you, Diana. Thank you for that. We're going to call. Well, I love how
we just asked.
No, the people behind the studio just text Steph. Diane. Steph, Diana.
Yeah. We got Steph's number here.
She has a new pimp.
She has no idea that we're calling her. So we're going to call
her. No, she doesn't.
Right now. Okay.
Okay.
Putting the number in.
Okay.
Here we go.
What do we do? Do we leave a message if she doesn't answer?
Shh.
Oh.
I don't know.
My pimp just shushed me.
Put putting makeup on someone.
Come on, Steph.
Oh, is she a makeup artist?
Yeah.
They're always really cute.
Hi, you've called Stephanie Granada.
Okay. Yeah. We'll turn it off. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, that went down well. Should we go?
Diana, my pimp's angry.
No, I just think that we could get on with what we were going to do now.
Jeez, you're real hot and cold on this dating service thing.
It's quite exhausting being your pimp.
Tommy, if you want to pass your number along, I can get her to call you.
Yep, it's 7. Quick, hang up. Let's move on to what we were going to talk about, which is my favourite video from the internet today. Yeah. It's just a bit of fun because you've seen it as well. It's on our Instagram now, Carrie Tommy Show. I'm joking. I've just put my phone number up on the Carrie Tommy Show Instagram and I'm just hoping girls go there. No, it's the Pope and a lineup of people who go to kiss his hand.
Yeah, they're going to meet him at a church service or something.
Yeah. And they go to kiss his hand and clearly he doesn't like it.
The more time you watch, when I first watched this video, I chuckled and then I watched it again and I laughed so hard.
I was actually in tears.
Oh, man. And the video goes for a minute. And if you watch the first 20 seconds and you go, this is not that funny, it gets so funny.
Okay, so you've got the Pope there. He's standing there and a lineup of people coming to meet him to be blessed by him.
And in the minute, there's probably 60 people.
Yeah.
And each of them goes to bend down and kiss his hands, which he obviously hates because he puts his hand out and then quickly whips them away. But the people, as the minute go on,
can see
that he hates it, but are so desperate to kiss him that they pretend to start doing other things and then die. To kiss his hands. One bloke dead set nearly headbutts him straight in the nuts as he tries to move his hands away so quickly.
Can you imagine, though, how many hands he would have to touch?
Oh.
Like that, I'm the sort of person that if I open a door that a lot of people have opened, I hold the top or bottom of the door because I don't want to touch where other people have touched, right?
The grip of 1,000 hands.
I'm not into other people's hands.
And some people try and trick him. So they'll grab his hand because he doesn't mind. He's obviously said protocol is you can touch my hand,
but don't kiss him.
Yeah. You filthy gremlins.
Yeah.
And so some people grab his hand and pretend
pull
like
them
they're
towards
going,
them.
Yeah, they're going down to kiss their own hands. And then at the last minute, twist his around and go to give him a peck.
It is honestly the best video you'll see all day. It's on our Instagram if you have no idea what we're talking about, at Carrie Tommy Show. So check
maybe
it out.
Maybe he's a germaphobe.
You know how, maybe, you know how I said at one stage the bloke nearly headbutts him?
Yeah.
At one stage, he whips his own hands away so quickly that he nearly nuts himself. Like, he pulls his hands away to his own body so fast.
What injury have you done when you've tried to escape the hands of somebody else?
I mean, how did you nut yourself is a great question. But what about what do you find gross? Because he finds these people kissing his hands so gross.
I find sharing my toothbrush gross.
That's a funny
one. Like, I won't share it with Chris, even though I kiss him. I won't. If he uses my toothbrush, that's it. Done, new toothbrush.
Burn it.
My kid's done, new toothbrush. I cannot have a toothbrush that somebody else has had.
I find Caitlin chewing into the microphone.
Our producer.
At our meeting.
You don't need to name her.
Why not?
That's a bit unfair.
Well, it's either Caitlin or Belle, and Belle never eats in our meetings.
Let's see.
But Caitlin, for some reason,
won't. But she's eating, so she can't come on.
Caitlin, because you decide. For some reason, you usually sit off mic about here, but then when you eat, you bring it right close and chew into the microphone.
Oh, God, it's already.
Sorry, mate. I'm just hungry all the time during the day, and our meetings fall at midday.
Yeah.
This is how you sound.
Oh, that is the worst sound.
Give us a call, 131060. What do you find gross?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
It is Carrie and Tommy right across the country. And 131060 right now, we are taking your calls. What do you think is gross?
Yeah, this is because this is the best video on the internet today. It's the Pope being disgusted when people try and kiss his hands. But
go
for
to
some
the
reason,
Carrie Tommy Show Instagram account. It is, if you watch it on loop.
It's a minute long and there's about 50 people that try and kiss his hands in a row. And I don't know why they just haven't stopped them because he hates it and he keeps moving his hands away so good. And it looks like a comedy sketch.
It does.
It's a bloke who's been in his job too long, right? Because remember when he started, he was washing people's feet? And I was like, dude, that's gross. And he was washing their feet. And now he won't even let people kiss his hands. He's like, get away from me. I've had too much of people.
Oh, gosh, Gary, what do you think's gross?
Many years ago, I was working away with an apprentice and said to him, mate, what are you using for a toothbrush? And he goes, I'm using yours.
Oh.
Yes. I didn't know whether to throw up or to punch him, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's so gross. And because people often argue, what's the difference?
I thought that was the thing you were meant to like make an apprentice do. Like that was like a hazing thing rather than just going, nah, I just had a crack at your toothbrush.
And often people say, like, especially with your partner, what's the difference? You kiss them. But there's something about all the bits of food that come out between your mouth that doesn't come out when you kiss them. It's that so weird should because not
when,
be shared.
When you describe it like that, I'm grossed out. But if I'm with someone,
you don't
I have
mind?
No qualms.
Really?
No. I actually find it weird when you say that you...
You don't?
I find it weird when you say you want your...
But you're not cleaning walks. Out their teeth with your... Tongue, like
I am. Don't judge me on how I kiss.
Oh, Jess, what do you think's gross?
Hey guys, I really think it's gross when people don't wear shoes in a shopping center. It is just the most disgusting thing ever, and it probably stems from me not liking feet either.
Yeah,
I think feet are very gross.
Jess, what about this? Is one I've always battled with. What do you think of people on a flight who don't put their shoes on to go to the toilet?
Oh,
I have to say I've never seen that before, but I think I'd throw up.
Or they go in with their socks on.
Okay.
Do you? But then it's often wet on the ground and then your socks are getting wet.
Yeah. No, I don't do it then.
Oh.
Let's go to Tammy. Tammy, what do you think is gross?
I work in a cafe and all the truckies, the males, they go have a shower and you can hear their... blowing the nose, the snot out of their nose in the shower.
Yeah. People mocking up loogies is gross, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't mind it in the shower. I think it's, if anywhere, that's an okay place to do it because it washes away.
So you will be happy. So Chris will go to use your toothbrush.
No way.
And you'll be hocking up a loogie in the shower.
Yeah.
But I think that's fine.
It's not hocking it up in the car and then having nowhere to put it. It gets washed away with soap.
It's still that sound of like...
I mean, it's certainly not going to be a bedroom starter.
Should we go to Jardé? Jardé finishes off. What's gross?
The insides of socks gross me out, the fluffy bits.
Jardé, you're looking too hard. What do you mean the insides of socks? Are you going through your partner's insides of socks?
No, I can't wear them the right way round because the fluffy bits tickle my feet and it's making me nauseous thinking about it.
Jada, you're fun. So you're wearing inside out socks the whole time?
I wear inside out socks all the time.
Aren't you a hot mess?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
I've got a surprise game for you and the people of our great nation. Are you worried that I haven't given you any info?
No.
Okay.
Although the last time we did this was that stupid word game that I hate.
That is one of the greatest.
What word are we looking
time.
At?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess I should be nervous.
Do you want to have a go?
No, I don't.
I'll just pick up the paper.
I don't. Do your other game. Don't.
Got the iPad.
I don't want to do that game.
What word am I looking at?
Just have one go. Just have one go. Quick.
She.
No, it was star. Not even close.
Start with
an S. We're playing the first and maybe only ever edition of.
What's your blister? Tell me what's your blister.
I've got a blister on the end of my thumb. Yep. See it there, Bickers?
Yep.
Yep. Have a guess what it's from.
The gym.
Incorrect.
What's your blister? Tell me what's
it's the
your
game.
Blister.
Ring up
Yeah. 13 1060. If you want to see said blister, it is on the Carrie Tommy Show Instagram.
God.
And you can check it out now. Give us a call. And the winner, I've gone into your house and I've got a prize. The winner of the game will get a photo of Carrie and Oprah. As taken off Carrie's study wall. Give us a call and tell me what my blister is from.
What's your blister? Tell me what's your blister from.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
On 13 1060, we have an amazing prize to give away. All you have to do is play the simple game of...
What's your blister? Tell me what's your blister from.
Yeah, I've got
Did you get the blister on the end of your thumb?
Yeah, I've got a blister on the end of my thumb, and if you can guess how I got it, you win a framed photo of Carrie Bickmore and Oprah Winfrey.
That you've taken from my study wall and I'm not... Yes. Can you photocopy it first?
No.
No, I want to keep that.
I'm aware of what you want. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, what do you reckon my blister on my thumb is from?
Okay, so I think the blister that you have is from too much swiping on Tinder.
Too much swiping on Tinder. That is a good guess.
He's off, though. He's broken up with the dating apps, Melissa, as you may have heard earlier
in
the show.
That's what you think, but, you know, we never know.
It's a great guess, Melissa, and it is wrong.
So
Sorry, Mel. Great guess. That is more of an index finger type injury, and this is on thumb.
Don't you scroll with your thumb? Yeah. Oh, you're swiping. Oh, oh, so shows you how little I know. Victoria, how did Tommy get his blister?
Hi, Carrie. I think Tommy got his blister from actually doing some work fixing the door in Hobart last week. Ooh,
Victoria, that is a great guess. But well, if you were actually more privy, you would know I did almost no work there. And so, unfortunately, it's a great guess, though, Vic. Thank you for getting involved. And, oh, Jesus.
Jordan.
We've lost Jordan. All I saw in the description was hammering too hard.
Yeah. I'm God, sure he was talking about the door.
Oh,
yes,
that's
I'm sure. Yeah. Izzy, Izzy, how do you think Tommy got his blister?
I think that it's from writing.
Oh, Izzy, that's
actually
a good
that's
guess.
That's interesting because you don't write very much as an adult anymore. So when you do, it hurts.
And Izzy, what would you do with your framed photo of Carrie Bickmore and Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah. Izzy, it's a terrible prize. I agree.
Mm.
That's all right. We'll move on from Izzy.
Okay. Good on you, Izzy. Great stuff, but incorrect, unfortunately, not from writing.
What about Alex?
Alex, what do you
think?
Reckon I got my blister on my thumb from?
I think it's from sitting on the couch with the remote in your hand, switching stations.
I'll tell you what. We're getting close, but it's incorrect. But that is the first one that's been in the ballpark.
Was it playing a game? Was it playing a game with Luke, who loves playing his games? Oh, my God, have I got it right? Do I get my picture? Do I get my picture of Oprah and me?
I can't believe this is how it's happening. the first ever winner of What Did I Get My Blister From? Is Carrie Bickmore.
Yeah.
You've won your photo
back.
Thank
you.
What are you going to do with the photo, Carrie?
Oh, I'm going to put it back on my wall where it belongs. Oh. Yeah, there you are.
Okay, well, I'm going to get a new blister for next
blurry?
Week and we can play again.
Is Oprah blurry to you?
Hey, yeah, it's a really blurry? Bad quality photo. It makes me think you photoshopped it. Never actually happened.
Okay, the first edition of... Yes.
What's your blister? Tell me what's your blister.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Now, I told you last night I went to see a talk with my son.
Yes.
It was about a lot of things. It was by a man called Hugh Van Carlenberg, who has this project called the Resilience Project.
Yes.
And it's all about building resilience in your life, leading a happier life with, you know, less mental illness and stress and all of that.
You have been talking about it literally all day.
I have, because I feel really empowered.
You said it was amazing.
Yep. To do something in my life to change the dynamic in our family home, because I feel like I am going to live with regret. I'm getting emotional. I feel like...
Oh, mate.
Oh, God, I wasn't expecting
it. Do you want me to bring the guest on so we talk about something else? Is this because you're worried your kids are just used to you being on your phone rather than in real life?
I think I'm a... Sorry, Hugh.
I know. And also now you're crying, but it sounds like you're just maniacally laughing.
Okay,
are you okay?
Hugh, welcome to the show.
Carrie, I'm so sorry about your cry. I didn't even start talking yet.
And Hugh, can I be the first to say it's not usually like this?
No, I know. Well, I'll tell you something very quickly. I was like this the other day because my son's name's Benji, and Tommy, I heard your thoughts on the name Benji.
I thought that, Hugh,
when I heard you say last night that your son's name is Benji, I thought I have to tell Tommy that.
I apologise to all the Benjis out there and all the Kyles out there. I've spoken ill of them as well. So I'm sorry.
Please don't tell me you have another. No, fine. As I said, I didn't tell Benji. He's only two, wouldn't get it, but still, I'll never tell him you said that.
Now, Hugh, I came to see you speak, and was inspired. I'm only crying now because I've been thinking about during the song we've just been playing about the amount of time I spend on my phone. And I know I'm a good mum. I love hanging out with my kids. And one of the greatest things about weirdly being on maternity leave with my third kid is I've had more time with the other kids.
Yeah.
And I'm spending a lot of time with them. But I've come to the realization that I think in years to come, there will be times when my kids don't want to hang out with me. And there will be moments that I could have hung out with them, but I chose to scroll through Instagram or Facebook or Twitter just because I'm addicted to it mindlessly, not because there was anything that interesting on there, instead of having a moment with them. So give me some again. Anyway.
I'm sitting outside a park right now. That sounds creepy. I'm pulled over the car so I could have this conversation, but I'm sitting outside a park and I can see three parents with their kids and all three of them are on their phone as we speak. So my point is you're not the only one. It's a very, very common thing to do.
Now, Hugh, I know you did talk about this because Carrie's told me a bit about it, but I'm fascinated. You go into how they make these social media apps addictive. Can you tell, for people like me who haven't heard, can you tell us a bit about that?
So all these big apps, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff, it's called the attention economy. So the way they make money is the more time we spend in the app, the more they can charge for advertising. So I think most people know that. But the things that they're doing to actually make sure we spend time in there, Facebook have this thing where when you actually get into Facebook, when you click it on your phone, you'll realise next time you do it, you'll see there's a pause. Notifications don't come up straight away. So if you get on WhatsApp or your text messages, you click on them, it comes up straight away. There's actually a delay built in. That delay is called delayed scheduled reward. Where'd they get that from? They got it from the pokies. It's the same thing. You pull a lever down, circle spins around for a little bit, and then your reward comes up. When we're waiting for our reward on the pokies, we get a little hit of dopamine. That's exciting. And Facebook have built it into their app.
Hugh, now that Carrie has officially stopped crying, we do need
Sorry,
to
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
Well, we need to...
I got so ridiculously
We need to have a quick break and let these tears refill. Hugh, can you stick around? We have more to ask you.
Yeah, of course.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Right now, we are still joined by Hugh Kuylenberg. You can check out his work at theresilienceproject.com.au.
Now, Hugh, one of the things you were saying in your talk that I went to was how Facebook creepily has found out what time you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, so what they've done is they worked out that if you are lying down, you are less likely to exit Facebook. They then did research on us. They worked out our average wake-up time. So they use the GPS device in your phone. So when your phone moves in the morning, went, oh, they're awake. And after a few weeks of doing this, they worked out our average wake-up time. And now 15, 20 minutes before our average wake-up time, they're sending us a handful of notifications. Now, all you want to do when you wake up is turn your alarm clock off or check the time or check your calendar, whatever it is. Pick up your phone, 3 notifications from Facebook, and you have a look and bang, they've got you because you're lying down. The most common emotion anyone experiences after 10 minutes or more on social media, the most common emotion is regret. And that makes sense. I've never spent 20 minutes on Facebook and going, phew, that was fantastic. You never feel good after it.
Tell me when you're ever going to have regret for spending 20 minutes with your kids. Like, never.
You're not.
Like, it's a guaranteed never, except for if they're being... 100%. They're in a mood.
it's so true. But, Benji's 2 now, and so I think, you know, what an unbelievable time. He's talking and he's saying very strange things, but he's still trying, and it's really beautiful. My mum said to me the other day that something made me quite emotional. She said to me, as parents, back when we were, back in the day, when you were growing up, because we didn't have devices, my mum said, I saw what you saw, I smelled what you smelled, and I heard what you heard. I was there with you every single second of the way, and I knew the things you loved. I knew the things you didn't love because I had no distractions. I was just there. And I thought, my gosh, I need to be like that. That's the kind of parent I want to be.
Hugh, quickly tell us, everybody that goes online posts something and then wants to see how many likes they get, right? Mm. Tell us about the way that they keep you going back looking for more.
I've heard this from a couple of sources now. Apparently, Instagram are now drip-feeding our likes back to us. So if you put up a selfie or facial recognition and know it's you, they'll drip-feed the likes back to you. So let's say you got 10 likes in the first half an hour, they'll give you 5 of them because we're all insecure. We've all got insecurities, every single person. We're all insecure about something. We put a photo up of ourselves, and if people aren't liking it, what are we going to do? We're going to keep going back and checking it. I find for me as an adult, I went, oh, that is unfair. I don't rate that at all. But then I thought about kids, and I thought particularly about adolescent girls who really are gauging their self-worth and getting validated, or they feel like they're getting validated from Instagram. So if they want to feel loved, they put a photo up of themselves, and people actually have to press a love heart button to let them know they like the photo. And I just worry about these poor girls putting photos up and thinking, gosh, no one's liking this. When what I've been told is Instagram are holding those back.
Now, obviously we work in an industry, Tommy, where we rely on social media, we look at it, and yes, you're not saying no social media, you're not advocating that we aren't connected in this world with each other, you're not saying any of that stuff.
Not at all.
We've all had great benefits from social media, yes, but it's about how you can find a way where you're not addicted to it.
Can we just say as well,
yeah,
we are aware, if you're listening, that we have a Carrie and Tommy Show Instagram.
That's what I just said. Social media is in our life. It's here to stay.
If you're like, oh, how are you?
No, no, no. It is
here to stay. We get
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I use it. And I actually enjoy parts of it as well.
Yes.
What I want, Hugh, is I want to find a way where I can compartmentalize a bit more in my home, where I can spend more time not distracted, more time one-on-one with my kids where I'm not using my phone because I get bored for one split second, not trying to say to them, hold on, honey, all the time. And I I don't know how to do it, and I've tried so many times. I've tried, like, my phone in another room. I've tried...
Can Hugh help? Is this your...
Well, that's what I want to know, Hugh. And I know there's so... I've got friends in the same boat. I reckon there's parents listening in the same boat. We all know we have to do something, and I'm prepared to do something. I've seen your talk now, and I'm all fired up to try and do something. Mm-hmm. Can you work out a plan for me that's reasonable, where I can still check Instagram every now and then, that might help create better balance in my life?
Yeah, it's funny because we do so many talks to different audiences, but I think parent nights are probably most popular, and that's the question that we try to sort of answer with our parent talks. So, yes, I'd love to try and help, and we have a whole host of strategies that will help for... It's not a one-size-fits-all. Different people need different strategies, so I'd love to help present or help give you strategies that are, you know, they're going to work for you.
So, well, you've only got a night. I want to start it tomorrow.
Ooh,
so can you come up with a plan overnight and get back to us tomorrow?
Yeah, leave it with me.
Well, that's you sorted, Bickers.
Yes. I'm feeling better, a bit better already.
Hey, so the main thing that you missed out on is your time with the kids. That's the thing that made you just burst out.
No, that's what I want to make sure I don't miss out on.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. What do you reckon people have missed out on out there?
Oh, I don't. Don't start that. It's going to make me sad again. I reckon many moments.
You reckon
even just the smiles that you didn't see. Oh.
Is this a weird thing where we're doing how have you missed? What did you, like, if I asked on 131060, yep, what did you miss out on because of social media?
But you people wouldn't like, know because you're on social media.
Anyway, let's try it. Let's
no,
go
I reckon
for
there's
it.
Many times someone will say, did you just see what she just did? And you went, yeah, oh, I was on my yeah phone.
This was like one of my favourite segments, ring us with the word that you can't say, and then people would attempt to say it. Give us a call, 131060.
Yeah.
What did you miss out on
yeah
because of social media?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Chainsmokers, 5 seconds of summer. That is Who Do You Love? It is Karen Tommy right across the country. Hughesy and Kate in next to drive you home.
Now, I got a tad emotional before.
You did.
Because I'm trying to change my life and not be on my phone so much. Yep. And I was thinking about all the moments that I may have missed and may miss in the future if I don't do something about the fact that I use my phone. It's just a habit, to be honest.
Are you going
to
go again?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
You're allowed to, mate.
But
safe,
for a lot of
space
people, it's a habit. It's
safe
a habit space that yep we all need to break.
Yeah.
So we're asking, what moment did you miss?
Yes.
With your family, with your kids, with your friends.
Because you were on your phone.
Because you were on your phone. And Jenny joins us now. Jenny, what moment did you miss?
Swimming lessons. I miss my children's swimming lessons regularly. They get to the end and suddenly look up and go, wow, I just missed the entire lesson.
So, and that's because you're on your phone?
Yeah, and I look around and every other parent has done exactly the same thing. So now I have to consciously go, don't get your phone out and watch your child. It's really sad.
Jenny, I imagine that is... it's obviously a bit sad, but I imagine it's also a slightly dangerous habit to get into as well because suddenly you go swimming with them somewhere
and
you forget that there's not a swimming teacher in there to
that's
save
right
them
absolutely
well.
Yeah.
What's the
yep
what do you feel, Jenny, when you get to that lesson and realize you've missed it?
Totally guilty. Or parent, just as a parent, you get this, you know, cat of nine tails out and whip yourself again for all the things you do wrong, of course. But yeah, it's just really sad that you're missing those moments and you miss that first.
Oh, we've lost Jenny. Jenny's right, though. It is sad that we missed those moments. And, Jenny, you can come on the journey with us. We're going to digitally detox Laurel. Are you there?
It was abrupt, wasn't it?
Laurel.
I think your phone cut out. Laurel. Sorry, Laurel. What'd you miss,
okay,
babe?
Okay, good time. Okay. I have a 3.5-year-old, now 4-year-old, but 3.5 last year, and she started her first dance class. And I had 45 minutes to sit and... what I thought, relax and look at my phone. And I said to her every time, how was it? How was it? Did you love it? And she goes, Mummy, you're always looking at your phone.
When did she say that? How many okay lessons had you sat through on your phone before she said it?
Probably half of the whole year.
Half a year.
So have you been able to change it, or is it just been too hard for you to break the habit, or you have?
No, I felt absolutely shattered because she was so excited and she had her little tap shoes on and she was twirling around. Aww. And I said to her this year, do you want to do dancing then? And she said, yes, but can you please not look at your phone? I said, I will promise. So it is in my bag for that whole 45 minutes.
Now you're going to make me cry again.
Uh-oh,
no, I cried and she was only 3.5 and she picked it up and I'm like, oh, my goodness me. All right.
Do you know why I'm crying? Is because that's exactly what I do. And every lesson I say to myself, stop looking. And I look for 5 minutes and, you know, watch her for 5 minutes and then I get back on it. I'm like, what are you looking at? Put it away. It's a habit.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to leave it in the car.
I don't know. Just throw it out. Let's go
don't look at me. You are looking at me like you're somebody that doesn't have the exact same problem, only you don't have the children that you're missing out on.
Yeah. I know. I'm just trying to, at the moment, make you stop crying.
Okay,
so I'm like, I don't know, burn the phone. I don't know. Let's crush it under a car. Carly, what did you miss because you're on your phone?
I missed my son clipping over the handlebars on his scooter because I was on Facebook.
Is he okay?
Yes, he was okay, yes.
Because you know what else you missed? The chance to film it and send it in funny some videos. You could have won yourself a Game Boy. Or put it on Facebook. Oh, Carly.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Carly. Well, you're not alone, babe. That's what we're learning today. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rachel, I'm intrigued at what you missed.
I was actually so cut. I missed my little puppy girl cough up her baby tooth.
I'm confused. What does that mean? Like she knocked out her baby tooth?
Yeah, so we noticed that all her teeth were getting really, really wobbly, and I was so excited because she's my little baby, and she started, like, coughing really gross, but I was on Facebook, and it didn't bother me, and I was on the ground, and my boyfriend next to me is like, you just missed it. She coughed up her teeth, and I'm like, you know, and I'm just, oh, I had no idea how to feel. I missed everything because of that. And I can't take it back.
Does your dog get mad likes on Insta, though?
She was pretty devastated. I didn't get the morning cuddles the next day, but I got the cold shoulder. But, I mean, I kept all my baby teeth. So I kept them.
You've kept them?
Yeah.
You're going to make them into a necklace?
My boss told me to do it, and I was like, no, that's a bit far.
Okay, so what are you going to do with them? Just sleep under your pillow?
I feel like this chat's gone.
As if you don't have follow-up questions. When someone goes, hey, I'm keeping my dog's baby teeth.
It's like you keep a baby's shoes. You just keep them.
Yeah, it's like her child. Dogs are like her children.
The little dog is my baby.
I'm still interested. What do you do with them?
What do I do? Well, they sit on my bedside table at the moment, but I mean, I don't know yet. I don't have a plan.
Do you ever put them in your mouth and pretend that you're...
That's enough.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now.
CarrieandTommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.